Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hi, I'm Helen. 欢迎收听地道英语节目。Sorry, I'll be with you in a moment, Chris. I'm just on the phone to Rob.
Sure, okay.
Rob, do you need me to come and record with you in the studio this afternoon?
No, don't worry. I've got Neil coming over to record with me. Everything's hunky-dory.
Everything's what?
Gotta go. Speak to you later. Bye.
Okay, he hung up. Rob 竟然把我的电话给挂了。
Having a busy day, Helen?
Yes, it's been so busy. I've got to move all these boxes. How's your day going?
No problems, really. I've finished my scripts and I've already recorded another program with Rosie. I'm hunky-dory.
Hunky-dory? 刚才 Rob 也是这么对我说的。这是什么意思？你们两个怎么看都不是属于那种 hunky 类型的人。
What?
Well...我的印象中 ,hunky 可以形容那些肌肉发达的有吸引力的男子。
Well, yes, hunky is a slang word for describing someone who is muscular.
So you're not telling the truth when you say I'm hunky, Dory? My name is not Dory, though. Why do you call me that?
Well, I wasn't lying and saying I'm hunky, and I wasn't calling you Dory either. The phrase hunky-dory doesn't have anything to do with being muscular,It's an informal way of saying something's fine or satisfactory.
原来如此啊，这么说 hunky-dory 这个表达的意思是一切都很好，没有问题。It's a bit of a strange phrase, though.
Yes, it is. No one really knows where it comes from, other than it's believed to be an American phrase.
I see, 这个短语可能源于美国。So how can you use it?
Well, here are some examples.
I was really worried I'd lost her.But everything's hunky-dory now. She was waiting for me by the car.
Our washing machine broke last night. An engineer is coming to take a look at it today, so it should be hunky-dory soon.
So you can use hunky-dory as an informal way to say that a situation is fine.
Now I understand. Well, sadly, nothing is hunky-dory for me. I've got all these boxes to move.
Is that why you invited me here?
Maybe.
Right then, let's get on with it. Where do you want them?
Just over there, please.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. My work will soon be done. 好了，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见，拜拜。
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。